Good morning. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, our technical producer Lenny Bree, and hanging out with us all this week, good friend, actually, Pork Chop used to work with her, but you know her. She used to work here on Radio Now. She's on TV commercials all the time. Mackenzie, hey, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. This is so cool because this is actually my old studio. So it's like my old home away from home, and really, nothing's changed.
No. Literally, nothing has changed.
I went to the ladies' room. I'm like, this looks exactly as I remember it many, many years ago. I love it.
I saw this in Indy Star up here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I actually found some stuff, too, for Texas because we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Houston, Texas, and they are funny names for, I guess, cities in the state. Let's go with Indiana here. Anybody ever heard of Floyd's Knob? To me, that's like just like a childish. That sounds really funny to me.
Yes, that's like almost close to where I went to college.
Liv, do you know how it got its name?
No.
Like, what's it named after? Floyd's Knob is named after, I guess, in honor of Colonel David Davis Floyd of Jeffersonville in the hills of the knobs of the area. So that's where they came that one.
I feel like the word knob is just...
That's
funny.
What I was thinking, too. That's why I was laughing at the knob.
The knob.
This one sounds fake, but they're saying it's true. There's a place in Indiana called Mudsock, M-U-D-S-O-C-K. Any idea where they got Mudsock from?
Oh, because it's so muddy that all your socks get super muddy.
Close, but no. Mackenzie, you got a guess?
Mudsock. No, I don't.
That kind of sounds dirty, too.
Yeah, it does. Or isn't that like a dessert?
I forgot toilet paper. Dessert? Give me the mudsock.
You know what that sounds like? Dudes would be like, hoo, hoo, hoo. And I'd be like, what does that mean? And it's probably something dirty, but I don't know what it is.
Exactly.
Mackenzie mudsocked.
Have you been mudsocked?
That sounds like a teenage
boy. I don't know what
name.
That means.
I mudsocked them, yeah. No, I guess plagued by muddy, marshy terrain, folks there put socks on their shoes to keep them clean. I don't believe that. I feel like that's something made up. Who back in the day, when you probably had like one pair of socks, like, well, I don't want to get my white tennies all ruined.
Wait, I feel like that makes sense. I'd rather ruin my socks than my shoes. Socks are so cheap.
So you wear two pairs of socks then? You have like your inside socks and then your outerwear
outside
socks?
Socks, yeah.
That's okay. A lot of effort.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I thought this was fake till I actually lived in Indiana, but Santa Claus, Indiana, does anybody know how they got that name?
Because Holiday World is there.
Yes.
Which is a Santa Christmas-themed amusement park.
That would make a good guess, but according to this, they say the people in Santa Fe in Spencer County were told to choose another name for their town because the name was already taken. I guess this news came around Christmas time, so they settled on Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Okay, I've never been there. I want to take my little girl,
oh, you
Lucy,
have not?
To Holiday
fun.
World. We're going to go for our first time.
It's a big amusement park.
2 weeks. I can't wait. You know that's the home of Jay Cutler?
Did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm. I heard, fun fact for you.
I heard a rumor, too, that at Holiday World, you get free soda refills.
I heard that is true as
well.
You
do. Carbonation's king. And finally, I don't know history behind the name, but there's a place in Indiana. I thought a pork chop on this one. It's called Gnawbone. Like your gnaw on a bone. G-N-A-E.
He's giving you a really weird look right now.
He does it a lot, actually. It's like he's broken. Are you okay? Your mic's on.
I don't know. Gnawbone?
That kind of sounds like Gnawbone.
Like Gnawbone?
Yeah, would you be embarrassed to say you were from there?
No,
Gnawbone. I'm Joe from Gnawbone.
Honestly, that would make sense. Like, I could see that. Joe's from Gnawbone.
Honestly, it's an instant conversation starter.
Let's go to Texas here. There's some funny names down there, too. There's a city in Texas called Kermit, just like the frog.
Fun.
How do you think they got their name? Any guesses here?
The guy who invented Kermit the Frog lived there.
No, it was actually the town was named for Kermit Roosevelt. I guess that was the son of President Theodore Roosevelt. That's where they came up with that one.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Let's see here.
Who would name their child Kermit?
Well, like they did it in honor. I don't know. Where did Kermit the Frog come from?
I know, but that's a cartoon. Like, who would actually name their son Kermit?
Here's the good thing. There won't be, like, six Kermits in a class.
Yeah,
so,
okay,
very
like,
unique.
No, Kermit, Kermit Jr.? Kermit the second?
Kermit B. Yeah.
Kermit, I love you. Okay, there's a place in Texas called Ding Dong. Once again, childish, but any idea how I could be? Keep it clean. How they got the name Ding Dong, Texas?
Like the delicious Hostess treat?
That honestly would be amazing. I'd love to go to like Twinkie, Texas.
I was going
to
say something a little bit dirtier.
Of course you would. Ding Dong is in Central Texas. I guess in the early 1930s, there was Zulus Bell and Burt Bell, so two bells, and a creative painter made a sign featuring two bells with Ding Dong in the middle featuring, I guess, their little fire department, and the name stuck because there was a bell over here and a bell over there, and what do bells do? Ding Dong. And that's how I came up with it.
That's cute.
We're learning so much this morning.
We are. And then some honorable mentions I wanted to give out to some other cities in Texas. There's Bigfoot, Texas.
Ooh, everything's bigger in Texas. I was just there. And it's true.
And the one question Mackenzie was asking me, another city where I'd be proud to say I'm from, people would believe it, Nimrod, Texas.
Nimrod.
Nimrod, Texas.